Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show right here on iWatch Mike. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for all the retweets and the favorites and all that good stuff. Alongside of me, I have a couple of people with me that are going to be joining in this review of Sunday night's episode. Jesus from Los Angeles. What's up, Jesus?
Not much.
Good to have you here. Also in Miami, we got Kristen and Brianna.
Hi.
Hello.
Kristen, it looks like Brianna was able to make it. Mom got her off ground mint since she was on past 8 o'clock last time. That's what it was. Yeah. It's okay. You have curfew. We were in sixth grade. Yes, people that are listening, she is in the sixth grade. She is what, 10, 12? What are you?
11.
11-year-old who loves the fear of the Walking Dead. And it's been a while because, and I say a while is because we almost didn't have this girl on because something happened where she was watching too much Pornhub and got a virus on her computer, but got it fixed. Brancy, yay!
Yay!
We couldn't hear you, Brancy. No more porn, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Please. So she's on a new computer, y'all, so we got everybody sounding good. Now we're going to jump into this episode of Fear of the Walking Dead. It was called The Dog. The poor little dog. It aired on AMC on Sunday. And something that me and Jesus have been doing, we've been starting off this with The Strain. The girls are new to this. We're just going to jump onto the website, read the synopsis of Fear of the Walking Dead, and then jump into the favorite part. So I haven't been on AMC.com in a while because The Walking Dead isn't on right now, but Fear of the Walking Dead has got some really good stuff on here. So we're going to be talking about the episode, The Dog, and I'm going to read the synopsis. Season 1, Episode 3, it says, after they escape the riot, Travis, Liza, and Chris seek refuge with the Salazars. Madison defends her home. Oh, really? Madison? Fucking. If you want to watch this episode, the full episode is going to be on for the next 80 days, people. So you can watch live right here on AMC.com. So let's jump into the episode. Before I even get into my little notes here, Jesus, I know you're team me. Ladies, I'm talking to you. Watching Sunday's episode, did y'all finally go, okay, this is what I've been waiting for?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I was about to say, Jesus Christ. All right. So, Kristen, so I because I know the last couple episodes you haven't liked. You were hating, actually, episodes 1 and 2.
That's a lie.
And after you're watching this, are you kind of like getting like, okay, I'm starting to kind of feel The Walking Dead? Or are you honestly still like, it's still not there yet?
I was never like, not there.
Okay, Brancy. what about you, Brancy?
I don't know what you're talking about, Mike. I've always liked the show.
Denials. Oh, Brianna.
I like it a lot.
See, thank you. That was good. All right. Okay, well, I guess, because people, if you listen to episodes 1 and 2 of our podcast, you'll see. They might say this, but they're not really. But now I'm glad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever, Brianna, you weren't even here yet. So let's talk about the part here, the beginning part, the riots. Barbershop going down. I'm going to tell you right now, people, before this episode, Nick was my favorite. Okay? But I'm liking Daniel. He kind of reminds me of a Rick.
Yes.
You know? So and Daniel's definitely putting Travis. I was a fan of Travis, but I don't know what happened to Travis. He's turned into Dale from The Walking Dead. Like, he's just, I don't know what it is. Before, he seemed like he was going to be a badass, and now he's too, like, don't hit him with the hammer, and they're people. I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
Travis seems like he's kind of, like, in denial. They're just sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, too, because he wasn't this bad, so I don't know if he's doing it because maybe Liza's influencing him, and he's got Chris now, so now it's a different ball game because now you got your family. I don't know.
Yeah, he now has two families to worry about, so he might be kind of more like, you know, looking at it through a moral sense. Like, oh, these are people.
Yeah, but they still saw what happened to that one guy in the first episode. Yes. So
I don't know his deal, because you're absolutely right. And I was talking, because I was watching it again with my wife, and I told her, I was like, look, he knows what happened. You know, even Maggie, the school, what they went through, and here they're trying to have a conversation with Peter, the neighbor. You know, like, mm-hmm. don't do yeah. it. And I'm like, dude, he was just eating the fucking dog.
You know? And he ate the other neighbor.
Exactly. does everybody like Daniel? I like Daniel.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's the only one with a brain right now.
Now,
for real.
Would y'all say he's y'all's favorite so far, or you still have a different favorite?
I think he's my favorite.
Brancy?
Yeah, I'd agree with that, because it was Nick, like you said, but I don't know.
Yeah, Nick's kind of...
It's changing, yeah, flip-flopping.
It yeah. Brianna?
I still like Nick.
I bet you do.
So rude.
Jesus?
I don't know. I like Madison.
What?
Oh, excuse me.
Are you
what?
Upset?
What?
Where did that come from?
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's a little bit more level-headed than most of them.
Dude, this episode, I told my wife, I was like, I cannot stand that whorebag bitch now. I really...
Why? She even tells what's his name? Travis, like, oh, why are you getting so upset over Chris learning how to use a gun? I didn't see anything bad with it.
You didn't... That's the only thing that you saw that she was a bitch about? What about when Travis... knows and decides it is not safe out in the streets. We need to buckle down and we need to barricade ourselves in the house. And she's like, well, you better handle Peter's body, and walks off. That was a bitch move right there. And then, ladies, y'all remember this? Because I even paused and I told my wife, I was like, is she taking a jab at Liza? Liza comes mm-hmm. in there
yep.
and tries to be like, let's do mom to mom. Let's take care of her kids. Da-da. And then she's like sipping on her little gin and juice, because that's what y'all drink in California. I've seen the videos, Jesus. She's drinking her little gin and juice. And then she was like, do me a favor. If I ever get like that little Asian woman out there, you better kill me, because it'll break Travis. Which was kind of messed up. Like, he loved me more
yeah.
than you. And Liza's just sitting there. Now you're telling me that was a cool move, Jesus?
Well, no, I think she's just saying that if Travis had to kill either one of them, that God. It would
no,
be...
No, but that's not what
no,
she said.
No, that's not... Are you serious? What are you watching? Did she go to the bathroom during that part?
No, I totally think that she's going to be one of the people who needs to kind of tell people how to do stuff.
Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
No.
Madison is, I even told my wife, I was like, dude, she is, to me, my wife doesn't think, because I was told her, I was like, I think she's like the biggest hypocrite. I think that she tries to boss everybody around, but mm-hmm. when she walks into another room, she's shaking in her fucking boots. And then even like when the guards come and she's like, hey, why don't y'all tell me what y'all do with my little Asian friend, my little neighbor? And they're like, back off, lady. And then all of a sudden she's like, she's just two-faced. Like, she just really, she has no clue at all. Like, I personally think her life is the most screwed up out of all of them. That's what
so
I think.
You're telling me you wouldn't hold a little bit back in a situation like that?
No, I would say that I can't stand fucking Madison. Like, she's garbage.
No, but if you were in that situation, would you show everything that's going on in your mind?
Yes, I would. It's the zombie apocalypse. I would definitely tell my daughter, hey.
For real.
It's dangerous mm-hmm. out there. Nick, a freaking dopehead, he's coming. You know, he's saying we need to tell her what's going on. And no.
Especially because she's flashing that damn flashlight out yes. the window. Like, come here, zombie bitch. Come
yes.
here.
Yes, like the moth to the flame. Zombie's like, yum, yum.
So I don't know. I think you try to avoid panic.
No.
Oh my God. So is that the Monopoly logic? What the hell was that?
Thank you.
Let's play some fucking Monopoly.
Yeah.
That was the crazy? Weird part.
No, come on, Jesus. What? Madison, that was so great. She wanted to own Boardwalk and Park Place and blah, blah, blah.
Well, she kept them calm for that moment Travis got there.
Nick,
they do not need to be calm. They need to be freaking out right now. They need to be getting shit ready, because once they get out there and they're on their own, they're going to be wishing they had properly prepared for those few hours that they were playing Monopoly.
Bam!
They were ready. All they were doing is waiting for Travis.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Jesus.
I just can't.
I might have to. Oh my God, Jesus. Oh.
He's on probation.
He is on probation. So the people, when they're in the truck and they're driving and they see the zombies, should they have like held them and hugged them, Jesus? Or I don't know. Where are you going at with this?
No, what I think is that
they
needed to stay together, and that's exactly what they were doing. She kept them there without panicking, you know, getting their mind off of the situation while Travis got back.
Dude, she saw what's been...
Jesus, if you... What you're saying about Madison right now, right? If she had told Alicia what was going on, don't you think Alicia would have had a better opportunity to fight back when Susan was chasing her through the
Thank
house?
Thank you. What?
Is She's she... putting her child in danger by trying to protect her, but you have to tell her.
Like, it's okay for Chris to know how to use a shotgun, but you can't tell the wife, tell the daughter about zombies? Jesus?
Seriously.
Come on, Jesus. Give us something. Come on.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, like I said, like,
she's awesome and she's a great mom.
Everybody has flaws.
Yeah.
No, Alicia is just, everything's going to fall apart for her. I think the moment she actually, you know, figures stuff out, she's going to be broken, like broken more than anybody else. Because Alicia
Yeah, but how
has
would you
plans.
Rather her find out? Because her mother told her and explained to her what she's seen, or because Susan, the crazy Asian lady next door, is trying to eat her?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would rather my mom tell me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Brianna, would you want to know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd still pee my pants, but...
and Jesus, you'd rather just not know and play Monopoly.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
You know what? Why don't you hang up now, please? what do y'all think? Okay, the scaffold falls on Daniel's wife. Okay, I don't know. I don't know, girls. I don't know if y'all have seen it because I know y'all are really young. Jesus, you're older. Scaffold falls on the ankle. Kind of reminds me of the original Night of the Living Dead where the daughter gets rolled over in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, y'all know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Brianna, was that you that said no or is that Kristen?
Both.
Oh, my God. Y'all have never seen the original black and white Night of the Living Dead?
No.
Brancy? No.
I have.
Thank you. Thank God. So you know what I'm talking about, Brancy?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Sweet. Okay. Now, Brianna and Kristen, just stay out of this conversation for right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because you're not going to talk about it. Brancy and Jesus, do you see mom turning into a zombie in the future?
I do.
Brianna, please be quiet. I mean, you know, the whole story of Liza, like, yeah, it gets infected and it goes into her things, the organs malfunction and blah, blah, blah. To me, that was like a big giant hint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Well, I didn't see that movie, but I thought that while watching this episode.
Kristen,
I'm allowed to say that
no,
I thought
Kristen,
that might.
Not yet, because I haven't gone to you yet. You're just rooming, you're rooming our moment.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, but it's true.
At least I don't like Madison.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, you can go ahead and speak, Kristen. Go ahead and say what you're going to say. You agree?
No, I did already.
I know
I'm
you
good.
Did. I know. Yeah, I think it's leaning that way. And Brianna, I think you have the same feelings as Kristen. Did y'all watch it together, or y'all watch it in different homes?
Together.
Okay, sweet. Just wanted to. Okay, never mind.
Wait, you know what? You know what I wanted to bring up, because when they were in the barbershop and they went to leave. Why was everyone's car smashed up and on fire except Travis's truck?
That is true. That is a bit. Yeah, there's a couple.
And of course, it would be his truck. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah,
there's
a couple of things when I'm watching. I'm like, but you know, and hey, it's ever since my wife brought it up when we first started watching, and as they're going by, I'm like, has not anyone seen a zombie movie? Like, these are zombies. These
really.
Are zombies. And I don't know why it's sticking more with the Fear of the Walking Dead instead of the Walking. Because, you know, in the Walking Dead, you could be saying the same thing. But I think we're just all big, giant fans of the Walking Dead. But I'm just like, shoot him in the head. I don't know. Let's see what else. So we already talked about Monopoly. Yes, because that's the normal thing to do, according to Jesus.
Yes, it is.
What was going on through y'all's minds? Peter and the dog. Peter comes over, chows down.
I didn't look.
Yeah, my wife was the same way. She was that dog dies, and we kind of knew it was going to be dog food.
Yeah.
That was going to happen. Now, what did y'all think? Probably one of my favorite parts. I'm thinking y'all would agree also. Freaking Peter comes in. Travis comes in. Dude, the lights come on. The camera pans to the dog's dead eye, and you're like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then Travis tries to have a conversation with Peter.
For real.
And then
he
Daniel
pulled a Madison. Madison did that shit with the principal too.
Thank you.
Yes,
but that's normal, right, Jesus?
Well, Madison did it before knowing anything.
Oh God, there you
go. No, but she the first episode happened. Regardless, the first episode, Madison and Travis were there with Nick and saw that guy come back with his bones all shooting out of everywhere. Yep.
Jesus, come on.
No, I mean, it's a neighbor. Nonetheless, you know, are you going to come in shooting your neighbor in the head just because
he was eating the?
Well, according to you, you wouldn't even tell your neighbors.
I wouldn't.
No, first of all,
I'm still sticking by that. Oh, I wouldn't.
Oh my gosh! No, they did. Daniel did the exact right thing. I would have came in guns a blazing. I would have saw blood all over my neighbor's face, trying to eat my loved one. I would have shot and asked questions later, especially all the crap that's been going on. It's not like Travis just woke up. It's total chaos.
But we know Travis is in denial.
Oh my God.
Jesus is on like every other sign except for ours.
Travis is still thinking that it's some sort of like cold or flu or something.
He needs to
but
stop
he
that.
Saw that guy come back after getting hit by a car.
Yeah. He was still moving and Jesus.
I don't know. Like I said, he just thinks they're infected with something.
Okay. Then I have something, Jesus, that I got to ask. I'm going to pick your brain a little bit. Alicia is coming back from Susan's house. By the way, seeing little Asian Susan behind the little door and just seeing her little skinny legs in her apron, that was freaky cool, just by the way. That was
creepy.
Yeah.
But when Alicia comes over and all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, my God. Susan's sick. No more fun. We're not getting any more food over there. And then, bam, Nick says, she ain't sick. She's dead. And then all of a sudden, Alicia kind of looks around and is like, oh, shit. And they must be talking about Matt. And then Travis says, why would you say that? And Nick says, it's the truth. Jesus, do you think Nick did the right thing? Or should they have kept non-panic with Alicia and not tell her the truth?
Well, at that point, she already knows something.
That's not what I'm asking you. Did he do it right? Or should he have just, because even Travis is like, why would you say that? And he said, it's true.
Well, Travis is in denial. Nick did the right thing because now there is direct contact with him, with Susan.
You're so wishy-washy. I hate you. Oh my gosh. Okay, girls, did Nick do the right thing?
Hell yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I agree. See how quick we were on our answers, Jesus? Like that.
Yeah.
Not like, well, yeah, of course, because now they had a conversation with Susan, little Asian lady. question to all y'all. This cousin Daniel, it seems like he's not welcomed or liked in the family. Do you guys think that there's a bigger story with Daniel? Or do you think it's just... it's just kind of making us think that way. Because to me, I'm thinking he either screwed over dad or he's just bad news. But they do not, you know, it's obvious that the daughter, Ophelia, does not want to leave with Daniel. I mean, I'm sorry, Daniel's cousin. What do y'all, am I overlooking it?
Well, I don't think the cousin exists, really.
Yeah, because she said that all their family is in El Salvador or dead.
So you don't think there's a cousin?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I heard that, but I didn't really. I thought Daniel had something up his sleeve.
No, I think Daniel is just saying that somebody's going to pick him up, so they leave, and Daniel and his family can stay in that house.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But I think there's more to find out about Daniel because his wife is laying there saying they've been through worse things, and I'm like, how the hell? Have you been through worse things?
True that.
That's true.
And he knows about the gun, and I don't know.
He knows
a lot of shit, and he's calling everybody weak because they can't.
Oh, that was so badass.
Yeah, he's. I love him.
Hold on, Kristen, I have to cut you off here because I for some reason I feel a vibration in the microphone from Jesus. Did we say something wrong, Jesus? Is Madison and Travis not weak? Or Travis is, and then Madison, of course, she's a saint, and she's strong within, but doesn't show her weakness. Tell me something, please.
Well, I think both of them are weak, but Travis is even worse than Madison.
Of course he is, because Madison is your girlfriend.
No, because Travis is still in denial.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that, you know, when the army is asking him how many people live there, he includes the Salazars.
Why would you say that?
Because if he would have said that they don't live there, they probably would have taken them away or done something to them.
So you're saying Travis was cool for looking out for him?
Yeah.
No. Okay, well, I mean, I would hope he would do that. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know many people who would, especially in a situation like that.
Well, apparently you would.
Apparently, yeah. That's what I was going to say, Brancy. Apparently, because I would.
Right.
They helped them. That's what I'm saying.
No. Let me ask you a question. Okay. Before we answer, because I don't want to dilute your answer, I want to know, you're standing there in the front yard, you're Travis, and have seen and gone through what y'all have. Would you include the Salazars in that rouster?
Yeah.
You fucking liar. You wouldn't even tell your neighbors that something's going on, and you're going to involve this guy and be like, oh, the three little Latin people back there, they're with me. Yeah.
When Travis needed help.
I'm not talking about Travis, I'm talking about Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you said I have gone through everything they have. If I, you know, Daniel helped Travis.
Right.
That means Daniel would have helped me. Therefore, I owe it to him.
But not the neighbors, though.
The neighbors. What have the neighbors ever done for me?
Well, if you look at it. But if you look at it, Jesus, Daniel let them stay in the barbershop. They put him in the truck and helped lift the scaffold off. They got it. So technically, one-on-one, they're even. So
do you really think that's even?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, he could have left his wife there.
I would call that even, yeah.
And even Daniel said it sarcastically, saying, you're the one that's keeping count. You're the one that started it. So it's like, we'll be even. Once you go to my house or I can take you somewhere, we're even. And he's like, if that's what you want to call it. So, technically, they were safe in the house. Yeah, they're square.
I don't know. I don't think that's square.
No.
But by definition, he said that they were square. Daniel said, you take me to the house and we're square. They're at the house. He doesn't have to include them in their little family unit.
True, Jesus.
I still think that he did a good thing because he got help.
Okay, Jesus. You're good. It's kind of hard to crack you sometimes, but we know the truth. We know that we know the truth. Let's see here. So, yeah, I mean, it's obvious that he didn't have to include him, but he did. I think I agree with all y'all that Daniel is some type of undercover badass. Like, he even knew, even at the end, which I didn't catch the second time. I didn't really catch it when the army people were spray painting the X and writing stuff on, and his wife asked, and she said, you know, I think he pretty much, it's already too late. So he already knows we're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's a done deal. So he knows a lot of stuff. I'm just trying to figure out, do y'all think he was like, because he's from El Salvador, right?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe it was with a rebels, or do you think he was some type of army general, or do you think, what do y'all, let's throw out some guesses.
I'm thinking militia.
Militia?
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with you. I something to do out there. He knows how to survive.
Yeah.
He can kill you.
What else did he have in the barbershop? Because when they said, what are they going to steal? Scissors or whatever? Like, he's like, that's not the only thing that's in here.
True.
Is he talking about them or something else?
I thought he was kind of saying, like, there's a lot. Hey, dude, there's more here, like history and family. And of course, yeah, all his stuff. And that's what I think. Unless.
Yeah.
Oh, I see how you take it that way now. Okay.
Yeah, that was like, hey, we're just not about Combs. Like, this is my, you know, he's very proud.
That would make sense because, you know, when they left and then everybody was running in there, he kind of looked back and looked like he was about to try and stop
them.
But
was.
Then he realized that's not a good idea.
Yeah. So I think he's going to be a badass. He reminds me of Rick, and I'm glad because you need somebody like that, which is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel bad for his wife. I don't think she's going to make it. And the daughter, I like the daughter. She's got spunk. What did y'all think about when Daniel tells the daughter good people are the first ones to die? Do y'all remember that
I
part?
I think it's true.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Ooh.
You know, I go over to Peter's house trying to warn him and he eats me.
Well, you wouldn't warn him, though.
You wouldn't have warned
him. Exactly.
Don't try to get
Brian's
points.
That's why he survived, because good guys always die first.
Right. Brianna, do you think that's true?
Yeah.
Wow. Cohort sixth grader. Let's see what else. I'm looking at my thing. The soldiers have arrived, of course. We know that's going to get crazy now. Did y'all see the plane in the sky?
Yes.
Did you see the plane tilt?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that our zombie in the plane episode?
That's what I wrote in my notes.
That's what I'm thinking. And actually, I pulled it up because I didn't read the whole entire thing. And it says, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here's the plan. AEW has exclusively learned ABC is producing a half-hour special that will tell a standalone story following a group of passengers facing a walker attack on an airline while in flight. One character who survives the encounter will then join the cast of Fear of the Walking Dead in season 2.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
So, yes, zombies on a plane.
That's crazy.
I'm excited for that.
I'm scared.
That's going to be dope. Because I think that's going to be, because if I was continue reading, it's almost like we're going to be able to watch the show and then, hold on, the airline attack story will debut online and will unfold this in chapters that will air during Walking Dead's on-air telecast. In other words, you're watching The Walking Dead, AMC cuts to commercial break, then you get a chapter of the as-yet-untitled standalone airline attack drama.
Oh.
Woo, that's going to be cool. So, I mean, y'all saw that? I mean, because when I saw it tilt, I was like, oh! And I told my wife, I was like, zombie's on the plane. She's like, what? I'm like, the zombie on the plane.
Yeah, I wrote that in my notes leading up to the special, ?
I can't wait for that.
And where's the plane coming from? That's what I want to know.
It's coming from Atlanta.
Is it?
I just said Atlanta because that's where everybody else is at right now.
That would be awesome because that would tie in both of the series.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's what I was trying to explain to Chrissy.
Thank you, Brianna.
That's what I wrote on our Facebook.
Oh, see, Kristen, Brianna, you have to understand. You got to explain to her a couple times, Kristen. Because
no, I don't remember having that conversation with her.
See? You got to do it like 3 times.
She was probably drunk.
She probably was.
Oh, my God. On her
special medicine. What else? I think I'm done with my notes.
Can we talk about why Nick hasn't changed his clothes?
You know
for
what?
Real?
My wife is, because afterwards, I was like, so what do you think? And she's like, I don't know still yet if this series has grabbed me. And I was like, why? What's the matter? She's like, well, one thing that gets on my nerves is Nick's, what did you call it, honey? Benny and June wardrobe, Johnny Depp look. They're all laughing. Yeah, she's like, his little Benny and June and his little Johnny Depp, what'd you say? And what's eating Gilbert Grape? She's like,
oh my God.
She's like, what is that look? And I'm like, I can see that, but yeah. Well.
That's funny, too, because they compare him to Johnny Depp.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
See,
They had like a side-by-side of Johnny Depp when he was younger and this guy, and they look very similar.
Ah, and that's why Brianna likes him. Brianna, do you know who Johnny Depp is?
No.
Do you think Johnny Depp is cute? Do you think Johnny Depp is cute? See?
When he was younger.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. But right now.
Which means she likes Nick.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're like, Johnny Depp is old. He's ugly. Young Johnny Depp, you think he's cute because he's like One Direction. Like, Nick could be thrown in One Direction and you wouldn't even. You were like, which one? Yeah, he could go for One Direction.
The one
right?
with the dirty hair.
Yeah. That's a good. So, yeah.
What was the whole thing about him trying to, like, break into the houses?
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little Asian house, Susan's house, right? But that was his house.
Yeah. Is he trying to get more drugs out of somebody else's house or something?
I think he's looking for pills. Mm-hmm. Either he knows the people or what. I don't know. I wondered if it was Susan's house because, I mean, I know Alicia saw the pills on top of the table. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering if he noticed or knew. Maybe he does know the neighbors that, you know, maybe they're old and knows they have medication. But that little Mexican girl was like, what's up? I see you. And then he was like, I'm out of here.
Do you think something's going to change with him? Or
I think he's just pissed off that his mom gave some of his pills to the little dying Mexican woman or El Salvadorian lady.
I agree with some
people might be like, Mike, she's El Salvadorian. She's not Mexican. Whatever. Relax.
Hispanic. Period.
There you go. Hispanic lady. So, yeah, I don't know. I've got my fingers crossed. I know every time I see Nick and he's like, tell her. And Jesus and Madison are like, no, don't tell Alicia yet. I'm like, yeah, he's I like him. But then he does something that'll just mess it up for me. But Daniel's my man. I like Daniel.
Yeah.
He's the man. Chris, he's He actually did okay for me because, you know, last couple episodes I thought he was a little punk bitch. But
I still think Chris needs to die.
Jesus.
Oh. What?
What?
I don't like him.
I know you don't like him because you probably
remind him. He did get a little better in this episode, though.
He, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's trying.
He was trying to help Alicia.
He was trying to help Alicia and then got elbowed.
For real, she like straight up smacked him.
What do you saw? You saw Chris? He got the he actually got a little boob action. Did you see that?
That's why when I saw it, I was like, that's probably why she hit him.
I was totally joking.
Because he groped.
I wasn't looking at her chest, Mike.
I wasn't either. I was very worried for her life.
And her chest.
And her, yeah, I just, well, that was part of anyone.
That's where her heart is, right, Mike?
Exactly, that's where her heart is. And I don't want Susan to bite her heart. But me. Yeah. All right, anything else? What else y'all got? Are we cool? Tell me.
Wait, the best scene of this episode was when they show the skyline and all the powers going out.
That was,
oh my god, that was so cool.
That was pretty deep.
That was awesome.
Yeah, you knew right then and there shit was about to go down.
Yeah, that's that oh shit moment.
Yeah, I was like, it was like, I was like telling my wife, I was like, look, the whole power, boom, 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 boom. All. And
it's go dark.
And it seemed like where they were, Madison's house, it, the power was coming on and off.
Yeah.
It seemed like, but it looks like the city was out. It was done.
Yeah.
Bunch. Mm-hmm. And then the rioters, they were getting on my nerves. I want them all to get eaten. And of course, we already got that zombie attack with that cop. Chris saw it. And I'm wondering, they only showed one. So I'm wondering if that's just a way of showing to us like it's starting, or is it that small where it's just like one zombie now biting this person? Because we had the hooded zombie looking through the fence at Chris through the gate. Another thing is it's kind of hard to, I got to get out of the mindset because I think we talked about it last couple of podcasts where these zombies are now turning into zombies, but we're so used to seeing the decayed ones. It kind of throws me off sometimes. I don't know about y'all, but I'm like, that's not a zombie. The eye, well, it is, but the eyes don't. Because you're so
used. You can't really tell until they zoom in on the eyes.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool because I was listening to the audio from the press day, and one of the producers says that he remembers at Comic-Con, they showed the Fear of the Walking Dead trailer, and then he sees the zombies from The Walking Dead, and he's like, damn, Greg Nicotero really pushes the decay.
Totally makes sense. Yeah, because there's some zombie. I mean, right now, I've been seeing online some of the, you know, the little Instagram pictures and some of the new zombies, some of the zombies that are coming out in season 6 of The Walking Dead. I'm like,
Yeah.
It's going to be so good. What else? Anything else?
I don't think so.
I think we're good.
Nope. I am hoping to have pictures from the locations that they shot here in LA.
How about you don't say anything and you just do it for us, okay? Don't get our hopes up. Don't get our hopes up. And then we're like, what happened? Okay, well, that was a tree.
I'm thinking of doing it all Saturday.
Was a tree.
What we want you to do is we need you to go to Madison and Peter's house. We want you
I know where that's at.
Okay, good. I want you to take a picture, stand in the street and have somebody. I want you to do the same pose as Peter in the street and have somebody take a picture of you.
And go find a German Shepherd to take a picture with.
And eat it. And eat it.
No.
And also, Jesus, go into the backyard of Susan's. I want to know if that garden maze really exists from the movie Labyrinth. I want to know if that's there or not. But don't get shot while you're there. Ask for permission. Don't be trespassing on people's stuff.
Of course.
So if you can get some shots, that would be dope.
Yeah. Definitely trying to do that this week.
Okay. Make sure that happens. And maybe even the school, too. The school's over there by you, right?
Yeah, the school is about 2 minutes away from the house.
Okay, well, why don't you just do that, man? Get some pictures of us.
Yeah.
For us, you know, share it with us in that way. Because right now, it's just all empty promises. Okay?
Cool.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like tonight.
No, not tonight. I have too much to do today.
No, tonight would be
right
cool.
Now.
At Mike's
night,
like, get your camera out and drive.
Yeah, at night would be cool. Dude, just think about it. Think of all the women that would want to be with you once you post these pictures up.
Mike's like, go recreate LA going dark right now.
Start turning off the power.
That would be awesome.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. Everybody else, thank you for joining us and listening to this crazy podcast. We'll be back next week and discuss Sunday's episode. I did write it. It's going to be called Not Fade Away. That is what the episode is going to be called for next week. Or actually, yes, next Sunday night on AMC. Jesus, let everybody know how they can find you on the internets.
My blog, dysfunctional.com. Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional, Facebook Dysfunctional LA.
Okay. Brancy.
It's VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram.
Sweet. Kristen.
According to Kristen.com and on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409.
Brianna.
My Twitter is It's Not Brianna, and my Instagram is Brianna Trujillo.
And don't forget, people, if you try to follow Brianna, we all have to approve to make sure you're not a pervert, and we'll be checking on that. And that is it. Also, big shout-outs to thevro.com. They actually share our show on their blog. It's called thevro.com. Make sure you go over there and check out the interviews, contests, all that good stuff. Plus, all of us somehow do other shows there on that site, too. So if you want to hear other things, go check them out, because I know the girls. I know, Brancy, you do Supernatural. What else do you do coming up? I think you got new seasons coming up for you.
Yeah, Teen Wolf, American Teen Wolf? Horror Story.
Yes.
Yay.
American Heroes Horror. Reborn, all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. And Kristen, I think you do The View.
Vampire Diaries.
The View, and you do Maury. What? Maury and Jerry Springer.
Okay, no. I think Maury would be funny, though.
That would
actually
be funny, right?
Exactly. Yeah, but Maury would be the same shit every week.
It would be.
Be like, you are the father.
Like, Kristen, it's enough of you're the father already. We already know. So, Kristen, you're going to be doing, you do Teen Wolf, right? And Vampire Diaries and the originals?
No, I do Vampire Diaries, the originals, Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, bunch of stuff. So just go there and check out thevro.com. And also shout outs to audioboom.com. It's our new home. And make sure if you're listening right now, check out some of the other shows that I'm going to be recapping, plus other podcasts on there. audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Right there, you can leave comments, all that good stuff. Soon I'm going to be hooking them up to iTunes. So once I get that situated, I'll let you people out there know. And if you want to find me online, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. That is me, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram, and iWatchMike on Facebook. One last thing before we go. Jesus, scale 1 to 10 this episode.
I'm giving it a 9.
Oh, Kristen.
I'm going to say 10.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh.
I'm surprised. I'm very surprised you gave it a 10. That means the episode rocked your socks.
I think Daniel made the episode for me.
Interesting. Okay, Brancy.
I think I'd give it a 10, too.
Ooh, another rock of socks. Because just overall or anything
because
particular?
Because if I'm yelling at my TV, then that's a good sign. That means I'm into it.
Nice. Finally, we hook you with episode 3, even though you two girls did not like episode 1 and 2.
Oh, my God.
Brianna, scale 1 to 10.
9.
Ooh, not enough, Nick?
Shut it.
Okay, for me, I'm gonna give it a 10. Did I get my rocks off? You know what, it was good, and I would have to agree. It was some intense moments, especially going through that goddamn maze. I would have kicked that thing down. Definitely Daniel. It was a beast in this episode. You know he's gonna be a badass. So that's it for us, people. Once again, thanks for all the retweets, shares, all that good stuff. I think I don't have any. Do I have any shout outs? Oh, let me see. Fear of the Walking Dead. No, let me look here, people. I know I'm. Let's see. That's. No, I think I'm good, people.
What type of language are you
speaking? You know what it is. Oh, I do have one shout out on Twitter. Simon Span. There you go. Shout out to him. Showing love for us online. So that's it for us. We'll be back next week to talk more of Fear of the Walking Dead. Make sure you check out all our links, all that good stuff. Leave comments wherever you're listening, whenever you can. And we'll talk to you later.
This season on Fear the Walking Dead.
People are getting sick and they get violent. We just need somewhere to write it down. Please.
No satellites, no internet, no cell phone.
The electrical grid will collapse. The communications will fail. It's all gonna go to hell.
We are on the offensive. You guys are the lucky ones.
They're stockpiling for the big push to take the city back.
Someone's out there. Someone who needs our help.
We don't know that.
We're gonna get your medicine.
Desperate times.
Take it easy, man. He's a kid. He's no man to kid.
Men do these things not because of evil. They do evil because of fear.
For more Fear the Walking Dead, go to AMC.com.